Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 417, the first and the second stanza. Ascend forth, O Lord, of my salvation, thy light and truth to be my guide. O let their rays in my privation lead me unto thy habitation. And what follows? Psalter 417, the stanzas 1 and 2.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 63, first the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 63. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate in thee in the night watches, because thou wast being my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Wayne Van Harten, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy, and Deacon Timon Van Dyvera, who in this morning, whose brother-in-law exchanged time for eternity in the Netherlands at the age of 83. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, 'tis in the way of thy great mercy and in the way of thy divine providence that thou wast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day and an opportunity to come up to thy courts. May we have eyes to see it, hearts to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee. Were for another week we and our dear children have been carried upon the wings of mercy, in the home, at work, at school, on the way, wherever we were called to be, then thou wast given so much more than most of our fellow travelers, and that for a sinful and an undeserving and an unthankful people, ah, Lord, may we be humbled thereunder, and to that end the necessity of the loving, the precious, the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, because by nature we live upon this earth as if this is our eternity, Lord. Wilt thou be mindful of us and our dear children? In the past week, then thou wast not spared all of our lives, but thou wast also given life. Thou wast blessed of father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a child, a well-born little son, O Lord. It could have all been so different. The mother to be a widow, the father in eternity, where in the months gone by, he has come in such a serious accident Then thou wast put thy hand between him and death, and thou wast given much improvement. May the parents be humbled under thy goodness, and may it be as it was in the days of old with an Enoch, after receiving his son, then he walked with God. Lord, may it be a little one for thee. Remember all the mothers with the unborn. Our brother deacon has received the tidings that a brother-in-law is no more. For him it has become eternity. Wilt thou remember and uphold the family circle? Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones in our midst? 'Tis so needful for each and every one of us that we learn of an other mourning, that godly sorrow over our sins that leadeth to repentance and the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. In this morning hour, and not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel administered, the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then a week of preparation has come to an end. 'Tis most perfectly known unto thee how it has been in that week. May there have been unconverted that were truly troubled. Lord, remember us and our children in this morning. Wilt thou grant thy blessing, the application of thy Holy Spirit? Thou knowest who are thine, Lord. It is a holy table that has been instituted by a holy Christ for a holy people, not in themselves. The bride has confessed, I am black, but comely. And it is for a holy purpose, for the strengthening of the faith of thy true people, and their lives more holy. Lord, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou keep a watch around thine own table? Those that have received a wedding garment, those that have experienced that divine right, poor sinners, that have come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, an eye outside of themselves. Then thou hast given that royal command, do this in remembrance of me. Lord, thou knowest how thy children have come up. Oh, perhaps those souls that have begged of thee, not without a hope, so afraid to take the children's bread that they have begged of thee as the bride of old, draw me and we will run after thee, Lord. we humbly ask thee that thy house may be a Bethel indeed in this morning hour, and that the true children of God, that they may be fed with that heavenly bread, with those everlasting waters. Thou as a people that are so dependent upon the administration of thy blessed Spirit, to grant the application to be given to look further by the eyes of faith than the broken bread and the poured out wine, given to look upon him who was fairer than the children of men. A grace is poured out upon his lips, who was white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s, who was willing to come down as that bread to be born in Bethlehem, to be broken, to be nailed on the cross. The great love, the willingness of the servant of the Father, and where he has instituted the sacrament, that the faith of thy true people may be strengthened, as strengthened for their way. Lord, grant special tokens of thy divine favor. We commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. We remember the elderly ones, all under the physician's care, continual pain, weariness of the body, crosses and burdens, the handicapped. And by renewal we have reasons to acknowledge thee, that there are none in the hospital, Lord. May there be many a soul in that spiritual hospital. May the number be increased in this day, that the unconverted, with the administration of the sacrament, that it may be as an arrow, that they stand outside, but, Lord, tis still the blessed day of grace. Do bless thy word then, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, because then we learn what it is to be outside, and yet a cry unto thee, the living God, and that precious choice. And let there be no resting outside the saving knowledge of thy dear Son, Lord. To that end, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help with the administration of word and spirit. May we be administered out of thy fullness, thy prophetical office, thy kingly office, and thy priestly office, to be given to taste of the good things of the Lord. Lord, may it please thee to give a little rest in thy house. Well, to bind the devil fast, he is a defeated enemy, but he goeth round on the one hand a roaring lion, but also as an angel of light. May our eyes then be upon thee, and that the outgoing of this service. May be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. That thy great name may be praised. We ask it in the forgiveness of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 398, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. And the Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bow down with grief, are helped by his most gracious hand. And what follows? The extra collection today is for Rostern. Psalter 398, the three stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal, we ask your attention for Psalm 69. And in this morning for our text words, verse 29. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. Our text words speak of the psalmist's particular exercises concerning being set on high, with three thoughts. In the first place, the need to be set on high. Secondly, the manner how to be set on high. And then thirdly, the cost of being set on high with the administration of the Lord's Supper. The psalmist's particular exercises concerning being set on high, the need to be set on high, the manner how to be set on high, and the cost of being set on high. Thus first, the need to be set on high. Beloved congregation, we have heard on the past Lord's Day those profound words, words of examination, words of encouragement that the psalmist has said, but as for me. They were words of separating grace, for who maketh thee to differ? And the Lord has a people upon the earth that are oftentimes exercised with those words. 'Tas become different, and they have received the hope given to experience the good things of the Lord, to sing his praises. But many riddles and many perplexities, but as for me. A people also in a week of preparation that are given to examine their hearts, and they can so be tossed to and fro, given to examine, truly sorrowful for my sins, a faith to believe in the dear Son of God for the pardoning of sins, and a life of gratitude, a desire to have faith strengthened and their lives most holy. With the celebration of the Lord's Supper, then it concerns the faith concerning the dear Son of God, because Christ has declared, do this in remembrance of me. Then we have heard in this solemn, it is true also a messianic solemn, but then we have heard many marks of grace. And then the psalmist was given to speak, oh, of an acceptable time, the multitude of thy mercy, The truth of thy salvation as seen by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit, that there is a salvation merited, has been by Christ, and is given by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit grants faith to embrace it. And then further, the psalmist was given to express in the way of prayer, thy loving kindness is good. And then a further leading, because we have explained, tried to explain, concerning the multitude of thy tender mercies, that is such a deep and a profound word, that speaks of the inward, it refers to the essence of God, the loving kindness of a triune God, from the counsel of peace to all eternity. We have heard of his desire that he may be redeemed. We have also heard of those enemies that are given to reproach, and how the true child of God can be reproached, attacked, even come to their wit's end, that it seems to be all upside down. But David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, and then he was given to continue, and before our text, there is spoken of the justice of God concerning the enemies. In our catechism we read that for the true child of God, the king's enemies, they are their enemies. And concerning that justice, the true child of God loves God in all his attributes, also in his justice, that the Lord is just, would be just, that they would forever go lost, but a prayer, because the Lord has a people upon the earth that cannot miss the Lord. And now our text, then we read, but with everything that the psalmist has experienced, but I am poor and sorrowful. And that is in the context of the salvation prepared for his church. I read in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, but ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he has become poor, that through his poverty ye might be rich. And that now shall be declared also in this morning hour with the administration of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. O, a rich king, the host of the table, with that broken bread and poured out wine, and that for a poor and a needy people, with everything they have experienced, oh, it is true, it is a rich people, an inheritance laid away for them. When we read this solemn, oh, when the Lord works, and then we are given to look upon that people with a holy jealousy. It is such a blessed people. It is such a rich people. But now with the psalmist, with everything that he has experienced, And then our text words point to the necessity of the further leadings in the life of a child of God. And now with everything, what he has experienced, but I am poor and sorrowful. Then in our text words, then we read two of the Beatitudes, wherewith Christ has begun the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And now of self we read in Zephaniah 3 verse 12, I have left in the midst of thee a poor and afflicted people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. But that poor people, then we find them at the throne of grace, telling the Lord all, telling the Lord how poor they are, the need for thy salvation. But I am poor. Then if we ask that true people of God, then they can tell us how poor they are. We do not read in our text that the psalmist, we can talk being poor. We can act being poor. We can pretend being poor. But congregation, to be poor by the work of the Holy Spirit, that is something that is felt, that is a matter that is experienced. And of course, in this morning, we have stated the last Lord's Day of that painter Rembrandt. Many times when he painted a picture in the foreground with bright colors, it was on a black background. And so the Lord's Supper, we have read it together out of Psalm 63, where the psalmist was given to confess concerning his God, that he was given to thirst for his God in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Our boys and girls can understand it. When we come for a meal, then it tastes the best when we are hungry. But I am poor. Then we can mention many matters, not time to broaden it out. Then I hear one say, I am so poor in faith. This week, maybe even wondered whether I really had faith. What else? Poor in prayer. Oh, it is true. But the psalmist, that was not his doing, the prayer in the psalm. It was the Spirit's work in the psalmist. Oh, poor in thanksgiving. Lord is so good. Manifested such wonderful things. Oh, there are times that they may be given to sing the praises of the Lord out of the fullness of their heart, when they may receive a soft heart, but I am poor, have to beg for that soft heart. What else? Poor in righteousness, poor in payment for a people that have tried so hard to pay off their debt. Oh, in the beginning they hoped they would maybe succeed, but more and more impossible in the context of the psalmist in that mire. and the floods that were approaching to overflow, poor in desire, poor in waiting, poor in submission. But we must continue. But I am poor and sorrowful. Thus poor, but when he expresses sorrowful, then there may be a little, then we may look more into that heart of that psalmist, what there was in the bottom of his heart. That is the second beatitude. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we have heard in this solemn that the psalmist was looking for comforters, and he found none. But now that being sorrowful, then the psalmist is given to tell in a certain way, because that poor people, many times they are very careful how they express themselves. But when the psalmist now says, and sorrowful, then he may tell us what he has received. Then in the first place, then he has received that love of God shed abroad in his heart. That is a people that may say was Psalm 116 verse 1. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. That declares humility. That declares godly sorrow. And that declares a missing. Our second thought, the manner how to be set on high. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, has set me up on high. Thus the psalmist has received the revelation for a poor and a sorrowful people, not because, but it shall not go without. Because the Lord by his Spirit makes room for the superabounding grace as it is in Christ Jesus as the way to the Father by the application of the Holy Spirit. And now to be set up on high. And then we must consider these words in the context. Because we have heard of the psalmist, we can picture boys and girls, the psalmist, in that miry clay. This true we have spoken, in that clay the Lord places those stones of promise, where they may receive a little footing, where they may sing the Lord's praises. But in the miry clay, with those overflowing floods. And now in our text words, the psalmist has experienced much, but he had a desire to be delivered. And now there are souls that have experienced that miry clay and those floods. Like a tide, that the water comes to the lips, and where there may be a bowing under the justice of God, and ready to perish. A prayer, whether there is yet such a way for such a wretch, such a hell-worthy sinner to be saved, and that the tide subsides, and that for themselves, not without hope, but no solution, I read in Micah 7 verse 9, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against them. And then there is an until he plead my case and execute judgment for me. But now the psalmist, he is given to ask in that miry clay, those floods, oh, a hope outside of himself. He was given to speak, and now by renewal, thy salvation, that is a people, that is given to learn more and more that one-sided work of grace. Ephesians 2, the verses 8, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. That becomes the only hope, because that people learn experientially that they cannot save themselves. But now the psalmist still in that miry clay with those waters rising, but with the hope, because he has seen something of that salvation, a messianic psalm. In this psalm it is declared also concerning Christ. This psalm is quoted different times in the New Testament. But now it is the desire of the psalmist that he may, but I am poor and needy. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. And now to be set on high in the context, I read in Ezekiel 47 of those waters. They are the waters of a triune God, the waters of free and sovereign grace, that those waters came from underneath the threshold, from beside the altar, and that the waters first to the ankle, then to the knees, then to the waist. And then in verse 5 I read that the waters, they were waters to swim in. And that is now the wonder that is spoken of in our text. How that a sinner in that miry clay, in those overflowing waters, ready to perish, that by the waters of free and sovereign grace, oh, with those waters, then they cannot be on those stones of promise. No, they need a fulfillment. When by the work of the Holy Spirit, when it may be revealed, the waters of free and sovereign grace, ah, then they are pulled out of that mire. Then they are delivered from the covenant of works, because they have lost their footing, and then thinking to perish. But then, by the waters of free and sovereign grace, then to be carried upon the rock of all ages. And I read in the scriptures that that rock is Christ, and upon that rock, there the church is so safe. For time and for eternity, we can compare to the cross of Jesus Christ. It is a cursed cross. There Christ has bore the curse for his people. But it is also the blessed cross, because there in Christ is carried away the curse for his people. And therefore, when we consider our text words in the context, oh, of the mire of the floods for a perishing soul. But then those floods, the waters of free and sovereign grace that flow from the sanctuary, a work of a triune God. And then they may be set on high. Then they may be placed on that rock. But now concerning to be set on high, different text in the Bible, Job 5 verse 11, to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. And in Psalm 91, verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my way. Oh, concerning to be placed on high, blessed are those that hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And now concerning the cost, because the Lord never steps over his justice. No, justice must be satisfied. And now the cost, that a poor sinner may be lifted up on high. Then there has come one, that is the beloved Son of God, that precious and adorable Savior, who was white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. He has come upon this earth. He was placed in the mire. The floods of the wrath of God over the sin of his church, they have come upon him, and for him there was no deliverer. Oh, he has cried out, it is finished. He has experienced the hell for his people, and to that end, there is a way that poor and needy sinners, that they may be brought out of the depth of their fall, that they may be placed on high. Oh, the psalmist, in Psalm 40, he has declared a little different context, but there he has declared, he brought me also up out of the miry clay, out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and placed my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and put a new song in my mouth. And now concerning that wonderful work, because it is such a wonderful work, it is such an unfathomable work, it is such a deep matter, the salvation of the sinners. And now it has pleased the King of the Church in his unfathomable love for the strengthening, but also for instruction, and for the strengthening of their most holy faith that Christ has instituted, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Oh, with that broken bread, without poured out wine, what Christ, I for you, what I have done that the people may be saved. Oh, he has merited that place on high. The beginning is only here below. The fullness is left for eternity. But now, for a people that have learned, that have received an eye upon that precious Savior, that have learned that there is mercy for such a one as I am, that have sinned everything away, 1,000 times a sinful wretch. And now for that people, that their faith may be strengthened, Christ has declared, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. O Almighty, merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast, of thine infinite mercy, given us thine only begotten Son, for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal, and that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain his holy supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with them through Jesus Christ, thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 111, the stanzas 2 and 3. A new and joyful song of praise he taught my thankful heart to raise, and many seeing me restored, as shall fear the Lord and trust, and blessed are they that trust the Lord, the humble and the just. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce that at the exit are the banner of truth and the pall. Psalter 111, the stanzas 2 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.